3. Paul preached unto them, ready to depart, and on the morrow, and continued his speech unto midnight. And there were many lights in the upper chamber, where they were gathered together. And there was at a window, and a certain man named Eutychus, being fallen into a deep sleep, as Paul was long preaching, he sunk down with sleep, and fell down from the third loft, and he was taken up dead. And when Paul went down and fell upon him, Paul went down and fell on him and embraced him, and said, "Trouble not yourself, for his life is in him." When he therefore was come up again, and had broken bread and eaten and talked a long while, even till break of day, so he departed. I want to take and preach a little message tonight, and the Lord will be my helper, sleeping in the midst of the anointing. Sleeping in the midst of the anointing. You know, right here, you know, it's in a deep sleep fell upon the young man. A deep sleep, probably his parents brought him to be instructed in the things of God by Paul. He presumptuously said in the window, without glass, perhaps, and so exposed himself, whereas if he could have been content to sit on the floor, he would have been saved. That he fell into a deep sleep when Paul was preaching was a sign he did not care for the things that Paul spoke of, even though it was an evil thing. He at last sunk down with sleep, fell down taken up dead. Let the punishment of strike all upon us as a show how jealousy God is in the matter of his worship. You know, God, he wants us to worship him. I'm telling you, he's sleeping right in the midst of the anointing tonight. A deep sleep is being inactive or a dormant state. I'm telling you, most of the church world tonight, they in a dormant state. They in a state of sleepiness. I'm telling you, they don't want spiritual to sleep. But what we need to do tonight, church, if I can preach just a little while, we need to wake up. We need to wake up and smell the coffee. This thing is wrapping up. We need to get on board. I'm telling you, he's coming back, and you're not ready. You're going to be left behind. I'm telling you, you don't want to be left behind on this place. The face torment, the taking place the judgment of God. You don't want to face the judgment of God. I'm telling you tonight, it's time to wake up. It's time to catch the sleep off of you. It's time now. The time now is to wake out of sleep. The day of our salvation is near. I'm telling you tonight, we need to look up. Our redemption draws nigh. It draws nigh tonight. But what's wrong tonight? We're asleep. We're asleep right in the midst of the things that's going to save our soul. I'm telling you, this young man, he was in a deep sleep. He was in a dormant. He was in a place of complacency tonight. He had that old "move me if you can." He had that old spirit about him. "You preacher, you move me if you can." He was asleep. He didn't care what was preached. He didn't care what came out the mouth of God. He was a dormant. He was asleep in the sleep of death, I'm telling you. That's what it is tonight. And you don't wake up. And you don't get the sleepiness out of your eyes. You're going to sleep a sleep of death. He's going to sing you to sleep. He's going to put you to sleep spiritual. I'm telling you, that's what the enemy that wars against your soul, he desires to do tonight. He desires to put you to sleep. What am I preaching to you tonight? I'm telling you, it's time to shake it off. Shake off that sleep.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Shake it off tonight. Shake it off. It tries to come on all of us. It tries to come on all of us tonight. Even when you try to read the Word of God, your eyes start burning. You start yawning. And you say, "It's time for a nap." I'm telling you, all that is, that's a little slumber.
That's what the enemy wants to do. That war's against your soul. He wants to put you to sleep. He wants you to sleep right in the midst of the anointing. Right in the midst. That's what this man, young man was doing. Paul was long preaching. He was preaching the word to him that was going to save his soul. And he sat over there by a window. And he went to sleep and fell down from the loft. And I tell you, old Paul, he embraced him. I know, he said, the young man's life is still in him. I tell you tonight, let the Holy Ghost breathe on you tonight, for you to live.
Praise the Lord.
He did.
For you to live tonight.
Right.
That's what he wants to do, church.
Yeah.
So many times. He wants to get sleepy. When a man of God starts preaching, you get sleepy. You get yawning. You want to go to sleep. But I'm telling you tonight, you better take and wash your face. Damn it tonight. You better stay awake. I'm telling you, the man of God, he's preaching something that's going to save your soul.
That's
right.
Praise the Lord. Let's bear with me just a little while tonight. I think I feel like preaching just a little bit.
Listen, Lord.
Come on.
Listen, Lord.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit. I tell you, old fella, he was asleep. He was asleep on God. You know, it says in the book of Psalms, he said, consider and hear me, O Lord. My God, lighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. I want my eyes enlightened tonight. I don't want to sleep the sleep of death. I don't want to be one that's falling to spiritual sleep. I want to be wide awake. I want to be looking for my Lord's appearing. I'm telling you tonight, he's going to part them eastern skies. He's coming back just like he said. Are you ready tonight?
Right.
Are you ready?
Right.
He's coming after those that's watching and have made themselves ready.
Yeah,
that's right. Come on.
Praise the Lord.
Make yourself ready tonight. He says in one place, he said, I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids. Give not sleep to them eyes nor slumber to the eyelids. How long will thou sleep, O slumber? Will thou arise out of thy sleep? Slothfulness cast into a deep sleep, and all souls shall suffer hunger. I'm telling you tonight, come out of that sleep. Come up out of it. Cast it from you tonight. Take it, cast it from you.
Right.
That's what I'm telling you. They want to do tonight. The devil wants to put you to sleep.
Yeah.
He wants to get you in a place of dormant where you're not moving.
Right.
You know, we was giving some talk today. We've been talking about what the old church was. You know, it was a powerhouse. It was a house full of fire of God. I'm telling you tonight, it should be the same way tonight. We got the same God.
Yes,
we got the same Holy Ghost.
Yes,
I got the same Holy Ghost that Brother Paul had tonight.
Lord,
I still got that Holy Ghost,
Lord,
that he had.
Yes,
same Holy Ghost.
Yes.
You know, when the day of Pentecost was full of tongues, when he was in that upper room, the Bible tells me, holding tongues as a fire set upon each of them.
Right.
Same Holy Ghost. He changes not tonight.
Right.
I tell you who changed.
Right.
I tell you who backs up. It's the church.
Right.
It's us.
Lord.
We back up.
Lord.
He changes
right.
not.
Right.
Same today.
Lord.
Same tomorrow.
Yes,
same forevermore.
Right.
Yes.
He's the same God, Brother Donnie.
He
don't change.
Yes,
the same God that them old timers had. When he marched around that old pot belly stove and he took that fire out, I'm telling you, that's the same God we have.
Yes,
it is.
He changes not.
Right.
I tell you who's changed. We change.
Right.
We get lazy at God.
Right.
We don't want to move.
That's right.
We get that old movement, if you can, Spirit on us.
Right.
We start to get older.
Yeah.
We start to get set in our ways.
Right.
We say, well, I'm going to set back and take it easy just a little while. But I'm telling you,
God.
No one's a sound of my voice.
Oh,
You hadn't made it yet. You ain't there yet. I'm telling you tonight, we need a stirring. We need a shaking. I would never have had before. Woo! We need a shaking. And I tell you, it ain't up to the pastor to shake you. It ain't up to him to find you. I'm telling you, we need to get along by ourselves. And we can have a stirring. Stir on that a little bit. What we need. We don't have to be asleep in the midst of the anointing tonight.
Right.
You don't have to be asleep. I'm telling you to shake it off tonight. You know, I look at my own life. You know, I examine myself. I don't look at you and I don't judge you. But I look at me. Lord, help me tonight. Help me. Help me tonight. Help me to see my need. To draw close to you. Help me see my need. To stay stirred. Lord, just help me see my need tonight. It's not you. It's me, oh Lord. It's in need of prayer. It's me tonight. It's me. This judgment must begin in the house of God. And it must begin in me. So be it tonight, oh Lord.
Listen, Lord.
I tell you, we need a revival. I would never seen before. You know, these saints of God, they're going through a spiritual drought. I'm telling you, they're going through a sleeping spirit. But I'm telling you tonight, it's up to us to be prayed up, fast up, looking up to God, for we can stand in the gap for our loved ones.
Amen.
This thing is wrapping up. Everybody you see tonight, they want to go to heaven. They want to make heaven their home, brother Billy, but they don't want to do what's right. I'm telling you tonight, they're spiritual asleep. Their eyes has not been open spiritual. I talked to a little boy the other day. He told me, he said, brother, he said, all you do is talk about church. He said, I go to a church with 2,500 people every Sunday. I said, yeah. You're probably going to New Springs. I'm telling you tonight, there are a lot of them people over there. They done slept the sleep of death. They don't know what I'm preaching about tonight. They're asleep. They don't know the true anointed word of God. They don't know it tonight. I'm telling you, it's time to wake up. It's time to wake up tonight. I'm telling you, this is sleepiness is in our land. You know that little old boy? He said, New Springs changed my life. I told him, I said, yes, it did. You know, he was one that was going to the fire baptized on this church movement. I said, yes, it changed it. He said, no, in a good way. He said, I'm getting mad. I said, well, I've been praying for you. He better get back on the old path. He needs to wake up. He needs to wake up. That old devil, he's going to throw slumber on his eyelids. He can't see what he's doing tonight. You know, that's what we need. We need a preacher. We need a preacher that wants to tell you the truth. We need to be people up here that's primed up. They ain't scared to preach the word of God. You know, these people in this church, they crying out. They spare not. They lifting up their voices as a trumpet. I tell you, that's what I want to do tonight. I'm going to tell you something that's going to save your soul.
Right.
Cast the slumber off. Cast the sleep off. Cast it off tonight. I'm telling you, I know how it is. You say, well, I feel like I want to go pray. I feel like I need to pray. And you go, I believe I want to take a nap first. I'm telling you tonight, you better get what you need spiritually. That rest will come to them eyelids.
That's right.
It'll come. Who am I preaching to? Who am I preaching to? You know, I ain't the type of man that'll get up here and want you to shout me down. I'm telling you, when I hear quietness, I know the word of God is going forth. It's going to do what it said I have to do. The anointing is like the hammer, the rock that breaks into pieces. It takes the anointing of God to break that old stout heart, that old crusty heart. It takes the anointing of God.
All right, brother, come on.
I can't do it. I can't preach until the Lord anoints me. But I just dropped by to tell you tonight, you asleep right in the midst of the anointing. Right in the midst of what it takes to save your soul. And you asleep. You asleep tonight. I'm telling you tonight, that's what the enemy wants to do. He wants to give you sleep. He wants to send you strong delusions tonight. For you to believe a lie and be damned. Anybody don't want to come to the full knowledge of the truth and to be saved.
Right.
I'm telling you, he wants to put that sleep on you. He says you don't have to live the way that man of God preaches it. The way he gets up there and hollers it down our ears and down our throat. We don't have to live it that way. I'm telling you, it's still right. It's still holiness. Follow peace with all men. Holiness without which no man should see the Lord. It's got to be a holy life.
Right.
A dedicated life.
Right.
A dedicated life.
Right.
That's what it's going to take to see God.
Yes.
To see him move on your behalf. To see you come out of that miry pit, out of that old clay. It takes getting the sleepiness off of you.
Right.
You know, I ain't been around the church too long, but I tell you, in the most of the church world in a whole, the people have been sitting around for years, and they don't want to move. They don't want to do what they need to be doing. You know, it's up to the elders of the church, Brother Donnie, to be teaching the younger.
Right.
I'm telling you, that's who it's up to. It's up to the men of God to be holy in all manner of conversations. I'm telling you, we ought to show them how to live, how to condone themselves.
Right.
We need to be a light in this dark and dying world.
Praise God. Right.
You know, we got to be a light. But I'm telling you tonight, the old devil, the old slew foot that wars against your soul. He wants to snuff your light out. He wants to put it out tonight. I'm telling you, men, don't buy a candle and put it under a bushel, under a bed, but on a candlestick for all can see the light. Let your light so shine before men for all to see your good works and glorify God, which is in heaven. That's what we need to do.
Right.
But so many of us, we go through trials. Right. We go through hard places. And we just want to keep getting lower and lower and lower. And before you know it, we've got the mother brooks. We come in here. You know, I see it happen. It's not around here so much as it was other places. They have their lips stuck out, Brother Kenneth, like they've been sucking on a lemon. I'm telling you, that's what kind of world we're living in. That's what we need to do. We need to wake up.
Right.
You know, God is love tonight. He is love. How you know you pass from death to life? Because you got love for the brethren. That's how you know. That's how you know. That's how you know tonight. You know, we need to be bringing forth love. I tell you, we need to be bringing forth charity. Charity suffers long. It's not pumped up. It don't behave itself unseemly tonight. That's what we need is love. You know, if I had tongues as sweet as angels, tongues, I tell you what, if I had all gifts, if I had not charity, if I had the gifts of tongues, the gifts of interpretation, I tell you, gift of prophecy, wisdom and knowledge, gift of healing, if I had all these gifts and I have not love, what does it profit tonight?
Right.
I'm telling you, all gifts, it works through love tonight.
Right.
Right.
You know, we was talking about it a little while ago. I'm telling you, it stirs my soul when I talk about the things of God. You know, you look at the church of Corinth, it was a worldly minded, carnal minded church. It was using the gifts. I'm telling you, they wasn't using them properly tonight. I'm telling you tonight, we need to be using them properly.
Right.
I'm telling you tonight, I love the Lord, and I just dropped by to tell some of you tonight, you sleeping right in the midst of the anointing. Right in the midst of the great church that the Lord's coming back after, and you asleep. I tell you, and some of the sound of my voice, and the Lord don't care, you ain't no wake up to Gabriel sounds the trumpet, that signal will go out, and you're going to be left behind. You're going to be left behind to face tribulation period. I'm telling you, that's going to be an awful time.
Yes, it is.
It's going to be awful. You know, we got to stay prayed up. We got to keep slumber off of us. We got to keep our old sleepiness off of us. You know, there's so many times, you know, we'll get up early in the morning. I said, well, my eyes is burning. I read in just a little while. I pray in just a little while. They get 1 or 2 o'clock. I said, well, I try to read. And I get in the Word of God. And my eyes will start burning. I at least get heavy. I said, well, it's time for a nap. I read when I get up. That's what I'm talking about. That's that sleepiness. That's that slumber. It don't call come from the one that calleth thee tonight. It don't come from above. Don't you know a little leaving? Leaving the whole up. I'm telling you tonight, do what's required for you tonight. For you to do. The man that knows to do good and do it, and God is seeing to him. And there's no sin going to enter in. There's no sin going to make it to that kingdom. I'm telling you tonight, it's no more than a song was sung tonight. Build my mansion right next door to Jesus. If you want that mansion, if you want to tread his courts tonight, it's going to take a little things on our behalf. We got something to do on our behalf. And it was no more than I was preaching the other service. We don't have to keep pushing through. Keep pushing through.
Yes.
And it's no more than I preached the other service. We got to have them walls coming down. They got to fall. Who am I preaching to tonight?
Yes.
Who am I preaching to? A little slumber. A little folding of hands asleep. That's what he wants to do. He wants to put you to sleep. I'm telling you. He ain't too much worried about them that's on back line tonight. He ain't worried about them. He's worried about them that's on firing line. That's the ones he's coming against. That's the ones he's oppressing. He's coming against the mind with many tactics, with many attacks. He's coming against the mind. But I'm telling you tonight, that's where the battle's won at. That's where you get the victory at. You got to get the victory over your mind tonight. Perfect peace is a man that keeps his mind sustained upon the Lord. That's where perfect peace is. I tell you what, I feel the Lord. He's wanting to do a work for us tonight, Bert Ann. All we have to do is do our part. Keep pushing. Keep going through. I'm telling you tonight, it's going to be worth it all one day. Yeah. Each and every mile you went, each and every hard knock you went through, I'm telling you tonight, it's going to be worth it all. When you hear him say, well done, my faithful servant, enter into the joy of the Lord. That there's going to be so many tonight that said the sound of my voice is to say, apart from me, you workers of iniquity, they're going to be weeping and gnashing of the teeth.
Right.
Why? Because they don't want to sleep. They want to sleep tonight. They don't go on to sleep spiritual. You know, that's what he wants to do. He wants to keep rocking you asleep, getting you a little bit more sleep here, till you sleep the sleep of death.
By God.
Man.
That's what he wants.
Yes.
You know, he life here, Bernard. Be laughing the people around here, Bernard. But I'm telling you what the Lord wants to do. He wants to help you. He wants to keep you. He wants to keep you stirred. He wants to keep you shook up. I'm telling you, we need oil in our vessels. We need oil. And we need to have our life, our wicks trimmed and our life burning. I'm telling you tonight, I want to be like the wise virgins tonight. I want to be prayed up, packed up, ready to go. But there's so many here, they're going to be in a little bit of sleep, a little bit of slumber when it comes. Just like the 5 foolish women was. They didn't see the need. They didn't see the need to have oil in their vessels. They didn't see the need tonight.
Right.
Do you see your need?
Oh, yeah.
What about it, Bert?
Oh,
do you see your need?
Yeah.
Do you see your need to be awake? Do you see your need to be stirred? Do you see your need to be shut up?
Yeah.
And I gave his power in this gospel to everyone to believe, to the Jews first, and also to the Greek.
Yes.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
It's for all of us tonight.
Yes.
It's for all of us. We can be primed up and ready to go.
Yes.
You know, so many times we turn a dull ear, a deaf ear to what the Lord tells us.
Right.
What he's speaking to our spirit, we turn a deaf ear to it.
Right. That's right. Come on.
What he's telling you tonight, Bert, wake up. Wake up. Your redemption is drawing nigh.
That's right.
That's right.
You know, we're in the last days. We're in perilous times.
Yes.
You know, people are giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils.
Right.
I'm telling you, we're in that day and time. We're living in a time of apostasy. We're in a time where people call good evil and evil good.
Right.
We're in that time. We're in that day. We're in the last days. You know, my Bible tells me in the last days, you know, iniquity is going to abound and the love of men is going to wax cold.
Right.
I'm telling you, we're in them days now. You know, we're in a day and time, brother, when they'll take and go into a mall and give birth and leave the fruit of the womb in a trash can or in a toilet.
Yeah.
We're living in them days.
Right.
We're living in perilous times.
Right.
We're living in a time of apostasy.
That's right.
Who am I preaching to?
Listen, Lord.
Who am I preaching to?
Yes.
I tell you tonight, I can feel little wheels turning big wheels tonight. I tell you, when you got a little prayer life going, you got a fire burning.
Yes.
How you prayer life tonight, Bertine? How you stand with God? How you stand tonight? That's what's going to make a difference. You just want to see revival? Let's get in the prayer closets. The victory's in the closets tonight.
Right. Praise the Lord.
That's where it's wanting at. It's in the closet.
Yeah, right.
You know, we need to enter in into that secret place. And we need to shut the door and pray to our Heavenly Father in secret. And our Heavenly Father, which seeth in secret, Brother Josh, he's going to reward us over
there, right,
brother.
Right.
Yes. You know, there's so many people, Brother Billy, that come across. Brother, they don't want to be around.
Right.
They don't want to be around you long. They don't want to fellowship you when they find out you're the way of holiness. Why? Why is that? Because they're asleep. They're asleep.
Right.
Their eyes is not open to the truth of the Word of God.
Right.
Who am I preaching to?
Come on.
Who am I preaching to? These people in our own family, in our own kindred, you know, they're asleep. And some of them come to the house of God from time to time, Brother Horace, and they're asleep in the midst of the anointing. They don't want to come forth. They don't want to come forth and take and give it all to God. I tell you, when a man of God preaches, he's Lord for your soul.
Yes.
That's right.
Right.
You know, he says in one place, he said, follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. That's what I want to do, brother. I want to bait my hook up with the anointing of God, and I want to take and throw it out into the deep, and the deep things of God.
Praise God.
Who am I preaching to?
Bless you, Lord.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you, I feel like I can preach a while. Huh? What are you standing in need of tonight? What do you want from God?
Yes.
Do you want a revival? I'm telling you, I heard a man of God preach just a little while back on the internet. He said you can have revival right there in your bedroom at the altar. You can have revival going down the road in the automobile. When's the last time you let the Holy Ghost of God move you? When's the last time you let the Holy Ghost of God stir you? I tell you what, brother, I'm stirred up, and I know what the Lord's going to do. As long as we keep meeting together, we keep assembling together, and going to these prayer rooms before church, you're going to see a church that the Lord's going to bless.
Right.
Right.
And I want to say this in closing. A church that prays together
stays
together.
That's right.
You know, all the enemies out of hell can come against a church that's
right.
praying together.
Right.
And he's not no shaking.
Right.
He's not no shaking. You know, Peter spoke of a truth one time. You know, he said, upon this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. You know, he spoke that. Peter, you know, Jesus spoke that apart. Peter spoke on the truth. He's building his church on the truth. Right.